What? Yeah. Yeah, we're okay, I guess. We're good, right? Yeah. Just start driving. We're okay. I can't believe this. What do you mean, what? I'm literally sitting in your lap. How embarrassing is that? I get that I'm the tiniest one here, or whatever, but that doesn't mean I want to sit on your lap for the next few hours. I mean, I'm a full-grown adult. Oh, you find that hard to believe? Shut Yes, I am rolling my eyes at you. You can't stop me. Besides, I told Cab we should take two cars. I feel kind of bad just sitting on your lap. Your legs are gonna get numb eventually. What do you mean I'm as light as a feather? You're only saying that to make me feel better. I can see it all over your face. We don't have to do this. Let me tell them to stop the car, so I can get in my own car. Oh, come on. I can go by myself. It's no big deal. You don't want me to? Why? I'm giving you a way out. You should take it while you can. Okay. If you insist, I'll try not to squirm and annoy you too much. Trust me, this is not the first time this happens. I'm always the one that ends up in someone's lap. They treat me like I'm 12 years old. I just never expected to be sitting on your lap, of all people. Well, you know how crazy my brother gets whenever you and I get physically close to each other, even just a little bit. I'm surprised he was even okay with this. You're right. Nothing is gonna stop him from having fun on this trip. It's the only thing he's been gloating about for months now. I swear, he dedicated a whole calendar to it. Yeah, look at his face. I've never seen him so happy while driving. Usually, he hates driving. What? There's another reason. What is it? He invited a girl? What do you mean? My brother's dating someone. No way. That literally explains it all. I mean, that's definitely the reason he's been so excited. He just didn't want to tell me. Relax, I won't say anything. I'm honestly a little surprised you told me. Everyone knows you two don't share your top secrets with anybody. Him and I never talk about that kind of stuff. If I ever ask, he'll just tell me to shut up and mind my own business. Yeah, you know how we are. Sorry, am I moving around too much? I have no clue how I'm gonna stay like this for the next hour. You want me to rest my body against yours? I can't. They'll look at us weird. Yeah, I guess they are lost in their own conversations. Okay, fine. But just for a little. This is 10 times more comfortable. You're like a big cuddly body pillow. You smell good too. What about you, then? Did you invite a girl with you? Considering the fact that my brother did it. What makes me think that? Well, you and my brother are a very crazy duo, let's say. You're constantly trying to pick up girls together. Oh, come on. Are you gonna tell me I'm wrong? That's BS. You've been a family friend for, well, forever now. I've practically known you since the day I came out of the womb. Yeah. And I see a lot of things. I hear your conversations all the time. You know, the rooms are not too far away, and the walls are not too thick. You two are always talking about girls. Yeah, more specifically, you. My brother? No. Are you calling me delusional? Wow, not the gaslighting. You are totally gaslighting me. Okay, is that a no then? You didn't invite a girl with you? Okay. That's good. What do you mean, would I care? I'm just glad I don't have to deal with a headache. This was supposed to be a family trip. My brother shouldn't be inviting girls with him in the first place. Oh, the girl's bringing friends with her too? Oh, so are you guys, like, doing your own thing? Boo. Guess I'm gonna be alone with the elders after all. If I knew that, I would have invited a boy too. What? Oh, so you two get to invite girls, but it's a no-go when I want to do the same thing? Yeah. You're not my brother. You don't get to decide what I do. Unless you're jealous. Why would you be? I don't know, you tell me. Huh? You think I'm the jealous one? What am I hearing right now? I don't care if you want to be with them. I know you'd rather spend time with other people around your age. Why would you want to stay with your best friend's little sister? What do you mean I sound jealous? Okay. Let's say I am jealous. Then what? We're gonna pretend like we never had this conversation as we always do. Come on, you know what I mean. We're always having these conversations, but we never get to a solution. It's obvious nothing will ever happen anyways. Why would you make a move on me? Do I want you to? If I said yes, would you? Oh, sorry. Am I moving too much? I hadn't noticed. I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm just adjusting a little bit. Why? Are you getting excited? Okay. Fine, I'll stop. Now answer me. Otherwise, I might just move some more. Yeah, to the point where you're gonna tell me to get off. What was the question? Fine. You can act like you don't remember all you want, but I'll remind you. The question was, would you ever make a move on me? Forget the fact that you're my brother's friend and that we've known each other our entire lives. I'm getting tired of waiting for you. I know this isn't the place for us to be having this conversation. I'll try to stay quiet so they don't hear me, but I just want to know. I mean, are you actually planning on spending time with those girls? Because if you are, then I'm just gonna stop waiting and expecting something to happen between us. God, yes, I do. You know that I have a crush on you. And it's clear that the physical attraction is there between us. Oh, come on, you can't fool me. Are you telling me that you're not physically attracted to me? 'Cause your body says otherwise. Okay, fine, I'll stop teasing. Yeah, I know that's why you won't do anything. You're afraid of breaking the bro code. But are you gonna let the bro code prevent you from potentially finding something great? With someone? Someone that clearly enjoys sitting on your lap. Come on. You really think I would have agreed to this if I didn't intentionally plan on teasing you? What are you doing? Don't place your hands on my hips. They might see us. What do you mean, let them? So you want this? With me? You wanna spend time with me instead? No way, you just said that. I'm the reason you agreed to join on the trip? Not my brother or the girls? No, sorry, I wasn't expecting this. Yes, the cat did bite my tongue, you douche. You're not fucking with me, are you? Because if you are, I won't let you sleep peacefully ever again. You think I'm joking? Look, I might be smaller than you, but I'm definitely way feistier. Oh, you know I am? Is that why you like me? Sorry. I promise I won't move anymore. I don't want you getting any more excited than this. Oh god, not the speed bump. Oh my god, this is bad. This is gonna be a long ride, isn't it? Yeah, a really, really painfully long ride. What was that? Oh, you like my outfit? Thanks. Yeah, I know this is your favorite color. That's definitely not the reason I wore it. Alright, maybe it is. But I have a feeling you're gonna like every outfit I bought with me on this trip. I was expecting you to make a move at some point. Not right now. After all, I catch you staring at me a lot. Even if I'm wearing the ugliest PJs. You think they look cute on me? Ugh, stop complimenting me. You're turning me all soft. What would your best friend think if he heard you flirting with his sister this way? You don't care? Well, I like this version of you. We're gonna have so much fun on this trip. Just you and I. I don't know, I have a feeling we're gonna be sneaking around a lot. Does that excite you? So what if you're sharing a room with my brother? He's gonna be with that girl, isn't he? That's what I thought. Don't worry. I'll figure out a solution. I always do. Hey, do you mind if I take a quick nap? It's just gonna be a really long ride, and I'm feeling kind of drowsy. Feel free to wake me up if you feel like I'm too heavy. At any point. I don't want to squish you. Am I not? Well, good. I like being this close to you. Alright. Guess I'll see you when I wake up.